Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to the radio voice of Eastern Airlines. We're glad you're with us tonight as we start episode number 238. As you can tell, we enjoy talking about our favorite company, Eastern, and listening to the great TV ads. Our only purpose is to bring you news of Eastern, both past and present. You may also hear a song or two selected by our producer that enjoyed popularity during the days Eastern 2 was popular as the preferred airline by the traveling public, so much so that it became the largest passenger-carrying airline in the free world. The legacy of Eastern is carried forward by people like you, tuning in each week to share these memories. Those regulars on the show each week try to do exactly that, sharing their own memories. If you have listened to our past shows, you know that we can be reached online during our live broadcast. Our numbers once again are 213-816-1611. Let me repeat that number. When it's 213-816-1611. And remember, when calling the show, make sure you press the number one button on your phone if you wish to connect with us live on the show. I have something else regarding tonight's show, but I think I want our host, Neil Holland, to tell us about what's going to happen tonight. Neil, are you with us?
Sure am, Jim. Thanks so much for our welcome to the Eastern Radio Show. Steve, to get things going, would you start those engines, or that engine?
Yes, Neil. We have the logbooks are signed off and in place now, and the fire bottles are in place. And we can start now with cranking up that R2800, and let's get the show rolling down the runway.
All right. Here we go. Clear prop.
Clear prop. Clear.
And Jim, would you let our, well, I think you've already told our listeners how to contact us during the show, the area code
yes.
of our show?
Yes, I have, Neil. The one thing that I wasn't quite certain of, are we still using 877-572-18?
Well, yeah, we are, but it's so difficult because so many people grab that line, it's free. But so many of us today have long-distance service that's free, just about around the world, it seems like to me. We don't need to be charged long-distance, so the best number to grab us is the number that you said, 213-816-1611, Jim.
Yes, very good.
And, you know, as usual, you can tune in the radio show on your radio at www.ealradioshow.com. That's ealradioshow.com. And go to the homepage. You'll see a little radio there and round button with an arrow. All you have to do is click on that arrow. And at 7 p.m. now, keep in mind, you have to do it at 7 p.m. to go live to our show that we are doing right now. And or you can go to the Retired Eastern Pilots Association's website, and that's www.repa, R-E-P-A, online, one word, R-E-P-A, O-N-L-I-N-E.com. They are our sponsors also, and you can listen to our radio shows right there, or you can pick up our archive show. So after we go off air tonight, about, I'd say 30 minutes to an hour, we put this show in the can, as they say professionally, I think. And that can is our archive. We have 238 shows now archived that you can go and listen to any of those shows. I don't know why you won't go back way back then. But we've had some shows that have been very, very exciting and funny and interesting and informative and all of that. We talk in an hour's time. Sometimes we go over an hour. So, but tonight we have a special, special program for you. So with that, Steve, I think you said start the engine and let's get the show rolling down the runway. Well, let's see if we can get it. A Boeing 737-800 with the proud signature on both sides of Eastern Airlines. And at the very front of that airplane on the nose is Captain Eddie Rickenbacker. So let's see if this sounds anywhere close to that. The runway we did a few days ago, and we rotated that Boeing 737-800 at VR speed, which we refer to as rotational speed, for the first annual Eastern Airlines Pioneers Reunion and Celebration at the Fort Lauderdale Renaissance Hotel. It was held this past Saturday, Friday and Saturday, I meant to say. And it was the very first time an old airline met its new namesake in the form of a reunion and celebration. This show is about what took place among the pioneers, the old days of the old Eastern, and the new company represented by its president and his lovely, beautiful wife, and many of the new employees from the operations department of Eastern Airlines. Now let's hear what those attending have to say about what we did, what we heard, what we saw, what we felt about that first annual meeting last Friday, just a few days ago. Anyone want to start us off?
Yeah, Neil, this is Jim. I was very impressed with the number of people in that separate room we had who were actually selling various items, memorabilia and things of this type. I saw Eastern wings, pilots' wings, and parts of uniforms. And, of course, George Jenn had his book there, and people were very interested in it. There were just so many things to see. I'll let someone else come on and tell a little bit about that room if they can.
Yes, I would like to say a little bit about that. This is Dorothy Gagnon. As a non-Eastern retiree, but the wife of one, I have some of his memorabilia around. But when I saw the amount of memorabilia in there, the life jackets, the setting of the creamer and sugar on board, and all of the interesting articles, I was in awe. And my sister-in-law, who was a flight attendant, she too was in awe that they had so many memorable items for everybody to look at. It was such a pleasure. I mean, especially for someone like me that is a non-retiree.
Well, Dorothy, you know, I was worried the fact that we had advertised that there would be activities from 10 o'clock in the morning until the dance later in the evening, that there wouldn't be much to do except see things in Fort Lauderdale. And a lot of folks drove in and with a car from Southeast Florida, and those people flying in had to wait a little bit after noontime. I think it was about 1 or 2 o'clock that they finally let us check into the hotel. But because of the memorabilia room and the fact that they were set up to sell and show items, it really was interesting. But the main thing that I noticed, that people that were there were meeting people, talking to folks with Eastern, and that's what we wanted to see, and that's what we felt like that our mission was, is to bring the old Eastern. And we knew that the second evening we would meet the new Eastern, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. Anyone else have something to add to that?
Well, this is Chuck, and of course I was one of the people who were in the memorabilia room selling items. I must say, from my standpoint, it was a very good day. And we had a lot of conversation with lots of interesting people. They'd stop by the table and tell their stories about what they were doing and what was happening at Eastern Airlines back in the days that they worked there. And I, as a seller, would sit there and listen to these fantastic stories. So I personally had a great time in the memorabilia room just to be there, not to say that selling things was not a good item too, but just to listen to the people talk about how Eastern had been throughout the years. And, of course, most of you people know from me talking, I'm kind of an Eastern brat, so my family goes back to 1937, and I found some people who were there previous to 1937, when my father was. So it was really great, and I had a fantastic time, which you guys probably know.
And hope somebody's excuse me, go ahead.
No, I was just going to turn it back over to you.
Well, I hope somebody will talk about Isabel Rodriguez and what she brought to the show. Anyone there? Cecile, are you with us tonight?
Yes, I am, Neil.
Oh, Vito. Okay.
Change voice.
I got a lot to talk to you about, Vito. But Cecile, yeah. Cecile, you're not with us? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry, I'm late here. I had a little detour there. No, the plane that Isabel and Felipe made. Can you hear me okay, Neil?
Can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, the plane that they made was absolutely awesome. A lot of people got to take pictures. Michael Zell, our photographer, took thousands of pictures, I'm sure, with people sticking their head into the cockpit. And I had the privilege of having Susan Weigel with me, and I made her the captain, and I was one of the passengers. So it was really a lot of fun, a lot of fun. They did a superb job. It took them a month to build, by the way.
Wow.
So I asked
heavy,
them how long it took.
Took two
that was
men.
That's really
to
really adorable.
Yeah.
Who built it?
Isabel's
Felipe.
Husband.
Yeah.
Isabel's husband, Rodriguez, her husband built it.
Yeah.
Felipe?
It was very popular. I saw a
yes.
lot of people taking their picture in there.
It was very popular. Did I hear a hello? Go ahead, caller.
Vito was on.
Vito?
Yes, Neil.
What's your immediate thoughts about the whole thing, Vito?
I think we did very well. I sold quite a few books of the Wings of Man, and we've had so many people that came to our table to look at things, and I was very happy to see that the flight attendant, Mark, he was on that same Freedom flight that I was on, and I invited him on that airplane to come to our fair, and sure enough, he did show up, and he had a nice letter that his whole family was at Eastern Airlines employees at times, and he was hoping he'd get on, and sure enough, he was on, and he showed up, and I was so happy to see that he was there. So,
well, you know, Vito, the story about that, I think you know about that story. He wrote me a letter, and sent it to me, and I read it on the air on one of our programs. And I'm going to find out who's crushing all the ice first.
Somebody's having a good time.
I heard you
this
talk about
fun,
that story.
This is a fun part of kitchen table radio. Somebody's rattling the dish or getting the ice out of the tray. But Mark sent a letter, and we read it on the air. And it was about a 5 or 6 page letter. And by the end of that letter, I was in tears. I couldn't do the letter without having a little emotion there, and I had some, because he was really pleading for a job with Eastern Airlines.
Yes, he
and
was.
We all wanted to help him that listened that night, and we thought, what can we do to help him get a job with Eastern? And he was telling that three generations of his family had preceded him in getting or working for Eastern, and he had to work for Eastern. And he was turned down on the first application, and it completely deflated him. So he turned to the radio show, and we talked about that. And he said, by golly, they turned him down because he didn't speak Spanish, and he had to be bilingual. And so, by golly, he says, if that's what they want, that's what he's going to do. Go back to school and learn to speak Spanish. And he did. And by golly, they hired him. So he was there, and it was really nice to see him at the convention and the reunion in his uniform. That was fun.
He was, Neil, I'd like to add, he spoke to me at length, and he was a true gentleman. And it was great to speak with him. He was very, very nice, very well-spoken, and very informed about a lot of different things.
Yeah. And when we closed out the show, I can tell you all that he came up to me and he said, can he still call into the talk show and also the website? And we said, that's what we want. We want folks with the new Eastern Airlines. We're a family now, old and new. You know, we're the grandparents now, I guess, and they're the grandkids, and so we welcome them to our show on our website and to take part in this radio show as much as they can. And I'm sure, Vito, you welcome them to be members of EARA as well.
Yeah, of all times, yes. Like I said, Neil, I was so happy because I, on my Freedom flight, I met him on the airplane, and I invited him.
The unemployed.
I invited him to come to our fair, and sure enough, when he did come, you mentioned inside that he had sent you a letter. I said, gee whiz, that's the guy I spoke to on the flight. I was so happy to hear that he had arrived, and I was welcomed him with open arms. I was very happy to see he came.
Good. Folks, there are so many callers on my board, and I'm sure a lot of them were from this past weekend. So I'm going to open up microphones, but keep in mind that if you're eating dinner, try to not rattle your spoons, knives, and forks, and nor your cubes in your glasses, because we can pick it up easily on the radio show here. So we'd like for you to just be as quiet as possible. And if you want to speak, just break right in, by golly. And if you can break in enough times, I can assure you, you're going to be on the air tonight and give us your thoughts as well. Any other comments? Someone else like to talk?
Neil, this is Steve.
Marianne? Yes, go ahead, Mary.
It was Adrian.
It was Adrian.
Adrian, okay. Oh, I remember you well.
You remember me, don't you?
You were on our little boat ride that we took down the intercoastal waterway, and you were the beautiful flight attendant from the old Eastern Airlines, and you looked just as fresh as if you were with the new Eastern Airlines, but you had that beautiful uniform that you proudly presented to us at the event. What's your thoughts, Adrian?
Well, I thought it was a great event. It was wonderful to see that Eastern is going to be thriving once again, and I felt honored to be there and meet the new CEO of the company, as well as all the flight attendants. And if they had a base in Atlanta, I would be on those planes.
And Adrian, did you see how And Emery's telling me, hello, Adrian.
Hello, Emery. How are you?
He's waving at you now. But did you see how the new Eastern flight attendants there were around you during the show, and they were admiring, I guess, admiring your uniform, and you were admiring their uniform. I don't know what went on there between the new and the old flight attendants.
They love the hat. They said they need the hat back. And they were very honored that, you know, that they were flight attendants, and that's the spirit. You know, I told them it was great that they can carry on the legacy of Eastern.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it was really super. Any other thoughts? I'm going to open up all the microphones. So,
Neil, this is Steve.
Yeah, Steve.
We were trying to get a certain number of radio listeners and EAL radio participants to the reunion. Were we able to fill that quota?
We sure did. We had every table full. We had, and not what we anticipated. We anticipated 8,000 people to be there, Steve. That's the number of people Vito represents with the EARA, 8,000 or 9,000. We thought Vito would bring all 8,000 or 9,000 people to the show. we had a good crowd, and the main thing, we had all seats and all tables filled, and I don't know what we could have done with any more than what we had. It was just absolutely a great show and a great time.
This is Jim. Did you happen to observe when I introduced Vito and told everyone that here's the man responsible for our past program and with all those airlines and so on? There was quite an applause from the people.
Yeah, Vito got all the applause. Damn it.
Yeah, thank you, Vito.
You're welcome. So that was.
Who is that?
It was a pleasure to thank you and tell people about pass riding. So.
Okay. Do we have any other?
Neil, this is Chuck.
Chuck, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to kind of digress. Do you think they're going to make a disc out of all those pictures that they were taking throughout the whole weekend?
Good question. And to cover that.
Mike,
are you on, Mike? I'm on, Mike. This is Mike Saul.
Oh, that's Mike. Okay, Mike, you tell us what you've got and what you're going to deliver to me, and I'll tell you where I'm going to put it.
Well, after the event, and it was a fantastic first-time event, I shot over 430 pictures and approximately 30 minutes of video. So I'm going to be putting all this about 32 gigabytes on a thumb drive, and I'll get it over to you all.
Fantastic.
That's great.
So, yeah, we'll put it on our website, and I don't know what Vito will do, but we'll have it on our website. We'll have it so that people can go to the website, see the video, and also look at pictures. I'll probably make an album of this, Mike. And just include everything in that album so people can go and see all the people that were there. And Emery, that was with me at the show, he took my little camera and he recorded every table in the banquet room and table by table. So you'll be seeing a lot of people that you remember from the Eastern days, and we'll be putting that on too.
Yeah, I have all the tables taken with all the people, Adam.
Good. Okay. Any other comments? Thanks for tuning us in tonight, Mike, and you know where we are. So join us anytime, any show, and let us know what's going on along with you and Vito with the EARA. Mike is the president of the Eastern Airlines Retiree Association. And Vito is its vice president, so we hope to hear from you more in the future, Mike.
Absolutely.
Hi, Neil. It's Cecile here.
Cecile here. Go ahead.
Hi. I just want to thank everyone, all the volunteers, for helping me put this off together, and thank Ed Wiggle and Susan for coming from Miami, and all the new crew from Miami, and Vito and Isabel and everybody, and Philippi that did such a great job with that airplane. I think everything went really good. We're going to have, we'll be able to make duplicates and probably create like an album where we can just email it to everybody, Neil. With your permission, we can do that with Mike's pictures.
Yeah.
And also, there was something else I had. Oh, yeah. Most of all, anyone that was there knows that Pamela Martina, our singer, was just out of the ballpark with her voice. And she sang the national anthem. She sang God Bless America the first evening. And she sang I Will Always Love You on the second evening. And we interpreted the word Eastern in there, and the song does kind of lean over towards that because it talks about memories. And she did it for free for us because of our friendship. She came both nights for free. So what a fitting tribute or blessing it was that she won the round-trip ticket to Havana. He had given her ticket to Charlie because she had to go perform at another function. And she won the trip to Havana round trip. So out of the 100-plus people, everybody was deserving, but she was greatly deserving of winning it because she dedicates her life to building homes for the poor and feeding the hungry. So it was just a perfect win for her. I was
Cecile,
so pleased that she won.
Here's what she sang, and like Cecile said, keep in mind the word Eastern, as this song is rendered by none other than, you guess, here it is. Eastern. And you know, during that song that was sung by Pam, her voice was just as strong and just as great as Whitney Houston, who sang that most popular song. And when we thought, just like Cecile added before Pam sung that song, to just put the word Eastern in the lyrics, and it brought tears to your eyes, because we'll always be Eastern. Any other comments?
Hey, Neil. Yeah, Neil, you know, I thought that she should go on that show on TV, The Voice. I mean, her singing was spectacular.
Oh, it was absolutely.
She used to sing with Julio Iglesias. She sang with Julio Iglesias for 5 years professionally. She's been singing since she was 4. And the song Feeling, that's her voice doing the duet with Julio. So she's way above American Idol. In my opinion.
Not American Idol, Cecile, but the Voice. There have been, I've only watched it a few times, but there have been some former professional singers who were no longer doing it, but who were on there. I mean, she would be excellent.
Now she's dedicating her life, like I said, to the homeless, and she goes out to different parts of the United States. I think Mississippi being one of them, where she helps build houses for the poor. She's a widow now, and her husband, I, and my boyfriend, Charlie Berkeley, and I, the four of us, used to hang around together a lot, and he unfortunately left us 5 years ago. And anyway, so that's where our friendship lies.
Well, you know, Cecile, with a voice from God that she has, can it be any wonder that someone above chose her lucky number to win that trip to Havana?
Absolutely. That was God and Joe. Joe was her husband's name, and he was a freshwater game commissioner and had worked, flew helicopters. She gave me permission to post this picture, so I'll have to show you his picture. But he also worked for Homeland Security. And he was just an awesome person, as awesome as she is. But more importantly, it was a perfect selection. Actually, she didn't believe me that she won, because I called her. And immediately when she won, I go, Pam, you're not going to believe this. She goes, oh, Cecile, I know you, because we always joke around with each other. So I got Susan Weigel on the phone. I said, Susan, Pam doesn't believe me. Could you please convince her? So Susan got on the phone with Pam that evening and said, Pam, I picked a number. I didn't know it was your number, but yes, you won. So then she believed me. She thought we were teasing her. And then she sends me, I'll have to send you and get permission to post it, but she sends me a picture of her in like a Dutch outfit doing a little jumping jack, like a happy person, because she was so happy that evening. So.
Well, not only that song, Cecile, but to do the Star Spangled Banner the way she did, and it was better than any deliverance of that song than any I've heard in a Super Bowl or any other spectacular event. She just absolutely belted that out of the park. She's truly a great singer.
She is. Michael, were we able to record any of that? Is Michael still on?
Michael, are you still with us? I'm not sure I asked for permission. Yeah.
Pardon?
Michael must have dropped off, or either I turned it off.
Okay, I'll find out if Michael did, and that'll be cool. If not, I can get her to sing it again and record it.
Okay, Michael. Okay. Were you able to record those songs?
I recorded some of it, but we have to have permission from her if we are going to broadcast it.
Oh, you've got permission. I'll get it. No problem.
Very good.
I didn't record all of it. I recorded some of it, though.
Yeah.
No problem. Matter of fact, I should call her now and get her on. That's what I should do.
This is just some of a few things that we did Friday and Saturday. Anyone want to talk about the dance or the other activities that we had going for us?
Well, I thought the dancing was great, and watching all the people doing the line dances with some of the antics that were going on, I thought that was fantastic.
And very, you were very right enthousi- out, You were right out in the center of the dance floor, Dorothy.
Well, I'm talking about the other gals that were out there. Those flight attendants were just great.
Yeah.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Neil.
Yes.
Yeah, this is Don. Just quickly, when Ed Weigel was speaking to us all, it reminded me of some years ago when I was at a couple of sales events and Floyd Hall spoke. And Floyd Hall was a very good speaker, articulate, kind of down to earth, if you will. And Ed reminded me of Floyd. And when he said that he applauded us all in that room for being the pioneers of Eastern, I thought it was very, very nice of him to say that, because actually we are, and we had the new people there also. But, you know, the first thing I thought about was that they may have destroyed our family, but they did not destroy our foundation. And that meant a lot to me. Back to you.
Yeah, you're right, Don. And, you know, the fact that he was so complimentary during his speech. And, of course, he laid out the immediate operations of the airline and how successful it sounds like they're going now with three aircraft, another one, I think, coming on again this year before the end of the year. And sometime next year, I think he mentioned a figure of about seven aircraft. And then on toward 17, correct me if I'm wrong, anybody, I think they're really gearing up for their domestic and flag carrier operation, scheduled operation. And it sounded like to me that most of the flights will be from the U.S., any of the flights originating in the U.S., like Newark and Miami and I forgot the others, but they're all going to the Caribbean, South and Central America. And I think that's where the strength of the new airline lies. But they have a heck of a business plan from what this man is presenting, not only on our future, I mean our past radio shows, but at the meeting Saturday, the new employees showed up. I think there were 9 or 10 that showed up in uniform, and they were there not only for the new Eastern meets the old Eastern, but to find out what their boss was going to say about what their future was going to be like. And he was so appreciative of them showing up. He got them all down, and if you recall, in front of the speaker's platform and had pictures taken. And it was just a tremendous event. It was very emotional to me to see.
Well, me too.
We have a chance of keeping Eastern Airlines in the air again, and they're not thinking about themselves, but they're thinking about us, the pioneers.
Neil?
Yes, sir.
Captain Eddie was there too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir, very much so.
I'm sure he was.
He was now, sure in mind, that's for sure.
Let me tell you about one of the peaks of the whole program, and You gotta hear this story. I thought about introducing a man that was Eastern history, because I knew him in the past when I was working and he was working with Eastern. Matter of fact, I had the good fortune of teaching him for his original airline transport pilot written examination. He didn't recall, but I do. And he became a captain with Eastern before I did. And he was the hero on that DC-9 flight out of Boston that was hijacked and about 100 miles offshore going to his destination. The hijacker entered the cockpit, and gunfires were going off. And his first officer, James Hartley, managed to... he wrestled with him, I guess, and James Hartley was shot and killed in the cockpit, and Bob Wilbur, the captain of that airplane, managed to stop any further harm to his aircraft and his passengers by using a crash axe. And then flying with that airplane, DC-9, with both arms pierced with a bullet, he managed to land the airplane, and all aboard were safe. And I wanted to say that, but Bob is such a person that when I told him what I wanted to do, he said, no, I don't want to do that. But secretly, and I didn't know this, but Ed Slane, Captain Ed Slane, a lot of you maybe remember Ed. I think he was always based in the Miami area. And Cecile plotted behind my back. And Cecile took the microphone and asked for Ed to come up to the speaker's rostrum there. And Ed told the story about how he knew Bob and James Hartley, Jim Hartley, the Hartley Building that was named after. And he gave such a tribute to Bob Wilbur that was in the audience, fortunately seated at my table. And he asked him to stand up, and I don't even think Bob wanted to stand up. He just wanted to say, you know, throw his hand and say, no, enough is enough. But he did stand up. And the whole group of everyone in that banquet room arose and gave him a round of applause. Rightfully deserved many years later. But I think it affected the president of the new Eastern Airlines, Ed Wiegel, to the point that he took the microphone after his speech during his speech and pretty much told Bob Wilbur that he wanted Bob Wilbur to represent in a relationship of the old Eastern Airlines and the type of people that dedicated their lives to Eastern at celebrations. And I think the first one was a christening of the next aircraft that came in, and then he asked Bob would he address the new pilots group that was coming in, and I think it affected Ed Wiegel because I don't think he even knew Bob Wilbur and the history of that event. He probably did know that, but the importance of the fact that people like Bob Wilbur were truly Eastern heroes, and it became part of the legacy of Eastern, along with so many others, Gene Brown and Dick Merrill, there are so many others in the flight department only, and there's the maintenance and all the other departments that are out there that have great stories and great people that work for Eastern. So it affected, I think, the new Eastern with people like Bob Wilbur, and rightfully he was recognized, and I can't forget what he said. He says, "No, the hero of that flight that he was on was Jim Hartley." And Ed Wiegel said that the new building that they're going to raise, tearing the old one down, the Hartley Building, they're putting a new one up, and it will be the James E. Hartley Building. So
I think that's great.
It was a wonderful. I think Ed Wiegel is going to be a very successful president of New Eastern.
Yeah, I do too. And it was great.
I think that was the highlight of the evening. In my opinion, that was my personal highlight, having the standing ovation that we gave to Bill Wilbur, rightfully deserving of it. And Captain Slane did an awesome job in relaying it, and he did it from the heart, as you all could tell, how he described the whole event. And Bob didn't know that was coming. No one knew it was coming, not even Neil.
Not even me. And I wanted to do something, but Bob told me no. But thank God that Cecile and Ed Slane plotted against me. And we have other folks that were recognized, Patty McLean, whose mother is Bev Bennis, and so many of you guys know Bev Bennis and Beverly Bennis, and she was, I think she was hired way back in the 40s. She was there, and And she was applauded as well, got a standing ovation for her and her service, and to the Silver Liners and to Eastern Airlines. And so we really had a grand time. It was really super. Any other questions or
And
thoughts?
Roland Moore had some interesting stories also. Roland Moore and Vito Borelli. Vito, you're still on that. You wrote that great book. And Roland Moore had some interesting stories. And Neil Holland gave, you want to talk about the plaque that you gave to Roland Moore, Neil?
Yeah, I talk about two plaques.
You talked about Rickenbacker. Good.
Okay.
Talk about that.
But I had a plaque that was given.
I
had a plaque that was given to me to keep, and that was when Eddie Rickenbacker was inducted into the Florida Aviation Hall of Fame, and I was on that first board of directors, and John Engel and I said that no way would we have the first class in the Florida Aviation Hall of Fame inductees without Eddie Rickenbacker. So we went to work, and we nominated and did a background and everything. We didn't need to do that because history did the background of Eddie Rickenbacker. But we presented that him in the first class of five of the Florida Aviation Historical Society. And, of course, they accepted that, and he was inducted into that class, first class. But they gave the family a trophy, which I've had for I don't know how long, because no one showed up at the family for that induction ceremony. And so they gave it to me, and I've had it on the shelf for I don't know how long, so I wanted to get rid of it. And so I heard that Roland was real good friends with the family of Eddie Rickenbacker, that I think grandson. And I said, well, Roland, you take this trophy and you get it over to the Rickenbacker family. So that's I don't have that trophy anymore. So, Cecile was awarded also our first plaque for what she did to put this together, and she did a brilliant job. She really did. And
I want to thank you all. That was such a surprise, and I really, really didn't anticipate anything because it was just really a privilege and an honor to do all this for our old Eastern, introducing, getting together with the new Eastern. But, you know, as a realtor, I received plaques, and I never hang them up. But this plaque got immediately hung up today in my office. And that's a plaque that will always stay up. I love it. It said from the Eastern Airlines radio show to me and thanking me for my work. But it was really a privilege, and it was fun. It was a lot of fun doing everything. But as Dorothy will tell you, and anyone that's ever done an event, I have a cousin does event planning every month, and I go, OMG. You never realize the amount of work involved until you actually do it. I think everybody should do everybody else's job one time in their life to appreciate it. But it's a lot of work.
Well, the high came at the very last minute of our show on Saturday night, and then I came crashing down. I don't know about you, Cecile or Dorothy, and those that were there, Chuck and the rest of you, and Vito, but it was just kind of, I want to stay up here, you know, I want to stay up here, but I knew it was over. But we had a remarkable time, and it was people like Mike and Vito and all the gang, Patty, and we just had so many people there that did such
Neil,
a great job. Yes.
Neil, just keep in mind that you can keep that up just knowing how much everyone enjoyed themselves and how great they thought it was, and that will keep you high in spirit, if nothing else.
Okay.
Hi, Neil. This is Phyllis.
Hi, Phyllis. Were you there?
Hi. Yeah, I'm here.
I mean, were you there, Phyllis? Oh, this is Phyllis from Atlanta.
Yeah, this is Phyllis.
He's Adrian's buddy.
Oh, yeah, Adrian's buddy. Phyllis,
I'm Adrian's official photographer.
Oh, okay.
No, you had some help.
Well, we had a side trip, but we'll tell you about that later. Phyllis, tell us your thoughts about the whole event.
I loved it.
you know, you hear about Southern hospitality, but I'll tell you, getting down there, it was just like, you know, being in Atlanta or anywhere else. Everyone was just so friendly, and it was just so much fun. You know, we didn't meet a stranger. Everyone was just very kind and accommodating, and Adrian and I just had a ball. We had a wonderful time, and y'all were such good hosts, and Cecile, I can imagine having to put all that together. She did a wonderful job, as did you, Neil, and Chuck, and Emery, and anybody
and Emery,
else. I can't remember.
Yeah, Emery was.
Can't remember.
He's over here waving his hand, saying hello, Phyllis.
Yeah, well, I wasn't that handy with the camera, so he helped out a whole lot with that. So I appreciate it. I've got some wonderful pictures now, but yeah, we had a wonderful time. I'm glad we decided to come. It was nice to meet everybody, and it was a nice, fun weekend for me. It really was.
Were you able
I'm
to?
Mm-hmm.
Were you
Go
able
ahead.
To see any sights of Fort Lauderdale since you flew in from Atlanta? And did you take any trips, or were you? You know
well,
what I'm leading up to.
Neil,
well, funny you
should
ask, Neil. Yes, we did.
She went on the boat with us, Neil.
What boat? When?
That's kind of what he's being at.
Was it? He says, winking, yes, well, yes, I did. We had a wonderful time. It was so much fun. I mean, we didn't know what we were going to do, but that was just the perfect afternoon. Oh, my gosh, those boats. I just couldn't get over the size of the boats, and the homes were beautiful.
Yeah. What Phyllis is talking about is my little brother and his wife have a condominium right in the shadows of the hotel we had our reunion. And he called me in the morning and he said, Neil, and he was there Friday night at the dance, and he and his wife, Diane, And he said, have you had breakfast? And I said, no, I don't think I'm going to eat breakfast this morning, Gary. And he said, well, why don't we just take a little cruise in my boat up the intercoastal and show some of the folks that were there last night. And he said there were a couple of gals that were sitting next to us at our table. So why don't you invite them and whoever else you want to invite. And so there were about six of us that joined Gary and Diane on his boat, 36-foot fishing boat. Even though it was a fishing vessel, I think it was satisfactory to take the cruise, little cruise that we had about an hour out and an hour back. And we had lunch at the Shooters right there on the coastal waterway, right in front of these multi-million-dollar homes. And the yachts that were parked in front of were 200, 300 feet long, taking the whole frontage of Huizinger, the owner of
Huizinger.
Wayne Huizinger.
Yeah, and we had a great time, and he got us back so that George could sell another book.
Hey Neil.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Hey Neil.
Yeah. Yes.
I would love to have some of those fishing rods your brother's got hanging up in that back room.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Aren't you one of the ones who won our prize?
Mm-hmm, I did.
Okay, you want to tell everybody about that?
Well, it's a wonderful, it's a golfing has a golf club, and I would assume it's an antique golf club head, and they've made it into where it sits on your desk, and it has a place for a gold pin. It's really pretty. It's a good feature to put on your desk, especially if you're a golfer. I drive the golf cart, the beer cart. I don't golf, but
the beer cart.
Hey, that's even better.
Yeah, I like to get out on the links, but I don't think I'm a very good golfer because it never goes where I want it to. But
well, come on down to the village. We got
a job driving a beer cart.
Yeah,
I'm good at driving the golf cart, though. I can do that, but
okay.
I never was a good golfer. I mean, I'd go to hit it and then go off in the woods, and you know, after a while, my husband told me I'd lost too many golf balls, and he couldn't afford me anymore, so I took up something
else. I just
else,
like to get a job driving the beer cart.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be fun.
But you know, another thing that was really great was Saturday night when we had all of the new Eastern Airlines group. You know, our theme was based on the old Eastern meets the new Eastern. And at the very beginning of Saturday night speaking, I don't know who it was that brought up, they didn't like the word old, the word old.
Yeah, it was me, Neil.
Nor do I, Jim Hart. I don't like the word old, but I had to
say
we are old. And but the theme was right on target. It was really right on point in that so many of the pioneers, we the pioneers, got a chance to meet the new Eastern Airlines with Ed Wiggle and Susan, his wife, and the uniformed employees that were there, including Mark Hardin. And to talk with them afterwards, they were as excited about their job as we were when we were first hired with Eastern. And I saw that enthusiasm. And I hope you guys that were there recognize that too, because didn't you feel like that, you know, you were there at one time and you had these mm-hmm. similar feelings that you were working for a great airline?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I remember the day I got hired. You know, it was just that that euphoria of, you know, finally landing a job doing something that you really wanted to do. And,
absolutely.
You know, it was sad. It was sad, you know, to leave it like that, but I'm so proud to see it come back. I'm so proud of everyone who made it happen, and meeting Mr. Wiggle. He's such a nice gentleman, really nice.
He is, yeah.
Here,
yeah. And I think at the very end, I saw over on the right-hand side, and before we closed, after Ed Wiggle's speech, I don't know if you remember this, but I saw Mary Lee Block, with her little tiny Shasta trailer that went from Chicago to Los Angeles on Route 66. Mm-hmm. And I had to bring that up to the attention of Ed Wiggle, and I had Mary to stand up, and I told Ed, looking at him, saying that this is the spirit of Eastern Airlines, the pioneers. Mary Block took her little Shasta trailer all the way with the Eastern Airlines logo going all the way from one end, Chicago, to Los Angeles on Route 66. And this is the kind of people that he has inherited. Whether he likes it or not, he better like it, because because we can do so much
with Mary
airline.
Briefly, and she's a nice lady.
What's that again?
I spoke with Mary briefly. She's a very nice lady.
Oh.
I don't know how she did it, but she did it. It was one hell of a trip.
Yeah.
I congratulated her.
Yeah, and not only one hell of a trip on Route 66, but one hell of a trip for Mary to come all the way down from Tennessee, drove all the way down to the convention. I was hoping she would bring her little Shasta that had
yeah,
the Eastern flyer, the Eastern flyer, the East little tiny Eastern flyer. That brought so much attention, and people in that trip from Chicago to L.A. remembered Eastern Airlines and spoke to her along the way. And I told Ed, I said, you know, it's people like Mary that checked in with us on three different episodes of this radio show, checked in with us and reported the events as they happened along the way. And those floods, you recall those Oklahoma floods at the time this summer when they had just tremendous flooding, and they managed to escape that. But the fact that people like Mary, and there are so many, many, many more all of the associations, as a matter of fact, the Silver Liners, REPA, EARA, that's why we still talk about Eastern, is because of our love affair. And just like Whitney Houston's song and Pam sang it so beautifully, you know, I'll always remember. I will always love you. And by golly, we always will love Eastern as long as I live. Anyhow, I will.
Absolutely.
I got to talk to Mary Block and meet her personally, meet a lot of the people that I've been communicating with. What a beautiful, heartful person Mary is. She had some inspirational words for me, and she was really awesome. I'm so glad we got to meet each other. Like, I got to meet Chuck for the first time, Chuck Albright, and all these people, and all the people we communicate with, we finally got to meet each other, which was cool.
Don't tell me that was your highlight, meeting Chuck Albright.
Oh, I got to come. Chuck was so cute. After he sat down, he goes, did I do okay? Only 2 minutes, because all the speakers only had 2 minutes, because we gave Ed, of course, unlimited minutes. So, because the worst thing you can do is go to one of these things and people speak for 20 minutes each, and by that time you're asleep. So we made everybody go in 2 minutes, and it was so funny. Chuck, you did an excellent job.
Thank you very much.
Chuck, but you better be ready at Christmas.
It was almost planned when he was into his speech, somebody's cell phone went off, and he says,
yeah.
"Oh, I guess that's the seal timing me out."
Yeah, now that was, I think when Ed was speaking, someone's cell unfortunately went off, but now we had control of the time, which was good. Now I'll tell you a secret, guys. We really told you 2 minutes, but you really had 5 minutes maximum. But if I would have told you 5, you would have gone to 7. So it worked out perfectly, because it ended up being like 27 minutes of speakers, and then Ed, who had such great info to give us about the new airline. So
wow.
I think it turned out perfect. So thanks, everybody, again for helping. Yes, sir.
This is Jim. Remember, when you were away from our table, Susan came over to speak to me, and was telling me how proud that Ed is of how everything is going. And I said to her, I guess Mother is proud of him as well. Oh, she said, of course. And I said, well, do you know, Cecile and I, last December, when they rolled out the first of the airplanes, and there was a big welcome party. And remember when the Japanese members of the airplane company and the Boeing members were there, and we sat with Ed's mother for some time. Remember that?
Yes, sir. And I took a picture with, it was the Mitsubishi investors. I took a picture with them, and they were so cordial, and they gave me their business card, and I said, when I go to Japan, I'm going to look them up. So,
very good.
Yeah.
And we hope, Mrs. Weigel, that you're listening to us tonight, because we love you, and we look forward to seeing you again.
And
well,
I missed you
just
Saturday. I thought for sure you would be there, but we missed you. And we did talk about you, too.
I told
Ned was speaking.
I told
Neil,
Ed, I said, you know, your mother is one of our fans. She's on our website a lot listening to us. Dorothy, did you have something to say?
Yes, I wanted to announce that Bob Murphy and Melanie Hale, the prize winners, they donated their prize winnings back to your show, and I thought that was very commendable to do such a thing, and that everyone should know about that.
Absolutely. And Dorothy, the prize, we sold about $1,000 worth of tickets, raffle tickets, and the awards went off real well. We had some lesser awards, My Little Model and a couple of other models, I think. Well, Dorothy and Don both had donations for raffle winners. And then we took a little break, and then we went to the larger awards, which was the trip to Havana. And that's Pam, the singer, won. And then we went to the money. And the money was won by three people. And two of them, came up and said, the number one winner, as a matter of fact, the big winner, said, here, I want to donate this to offset the expenses. And we went into the deficit just a little bit, and they offered to make it up by doing that. And I thought that was I wanted to cry right there, you know, happiness. And the other winners also. So it was a very generous offering, and we accepted that because we were a little bit over our budget.
Bob Murphy, Neil, Bob Murphy, the one of the winners, he works for me. He's one of my volunteers that works on Friday. So he told me he wants to contribute back to the radio show. So I thought that was very nice.
Yeah, I did too. Bob came up to me and told me, let me know how you are financially, he'd see what he could do to help us out. And that was great. And he told me that was on behalf of Vito Borelli. So that was great. And but all in all, I think for the two nights, actually, two nights that we were at the hotel, it was really worth every penny that I spent and the radio show spent to pull this off. I've been to a lot of conventions, both with the retired Eastern Pilots conventions and realtor conventions. I've been to mortgage conventions because I used to teach real estate, and I'm still in the real estate business. And I used to teach mortgages, and I've been to a lot of conventions. But by far, not because it's the radio shows, but by far, I think we had more fun than any of those conventions that I attended in the past. This was really a convention from the heart, reunion from the heart.
Jim Hart.
There you are. Neil, we're going to do it again next year.
Well, I hope that you'll join us, and I've already thought about this. And Cecile, she is fighting this, but God, what a job she did!
I'm retired. I'm retired, guys.
She said retired. We're going to talk her out of retirement somehow. We're going to talk her out of it.
No, no. Even Ed Eagle said, "Nope, I'm retired." It's the amount of work. It was a privilege to do this first one, to launch the Eastern Airlines, and it was an honor. But it was a lot of work, and I have certain goals in my life I want to do, and I got to get back to selling real estate. By the way, now that we're on the air, Neil, don't forget, anybody buying real estate in Northern Florida, Neil has a real estate company, and Southern Florida, I'll take it. So
excellent.
Anywhere we
very
can
good.
Refer. What was
okay.
What the name of your real estate company? Neil, up north, what's the name of your real estate company up north?
We're on the St. John's River, so therefore the name of my company is St. John's Realty Group, and we primarily deal in property around Ponte Vedra and the World Golf Hall of Fame and St. Augustine properties.
And everybody got my calendar in their little goodie bag, as they did, by the way, Vito, for registration of the ERA newspaper. Did you see that, Vito? So
yes,
hopefully you get more subscribers. Let us know how that worked out.
Okay.
Vito, you want to talk about your picnic coming up?
Yes, it'll be on November 7th. It's going to be at the C.B. Smith Park, and we usually have a grand time, so everybody's welcome.
We'll be there, Neil. Vito?
What time?
From 11 to 4. We have plenty to drink, plenty of wine, plenty of beer, and good food. We got ribs and chicken and hoagies and hot dogs. We have quite a variety of food, so come on out and join us.
I was going to have some trips to give away, Vito.
Yeah, I've sent away for a bunch of trips, and hopefully I'll have some by the time the picnic comes around, yes.
Great.
And how much is it, Vito? What do they have to pay?
$17 per person.
Oh, it's less than last year. Okay.
What's the dates again, Vito? Give us the dates.
It's C.B. Smith Park on Flamingo Road and Hollywood Boulevard.
November 7th.
It's a Saturday, and keep in mind, we usually have a good time.
And also, let's say that Silver Liners are having a meeting also in the Villages. Do you remember about that, Chuck, what the dates are for the Silver Liners meeting?
I don't have it with me, but it was sometime in December, I believe it was, Neil.
Yeah, I don't have the dates either.
Okay, good.
We'll announce that
yeah, later on.
We'll try to give you the dates next week on that.
Very good. Well, like Vito said, we'll do it again next year, and I don't know if it could be any better than what we had this year for the first one, and it was a very, very successful.
Very successful.
Reunion, and I think it was appropriate. The timing was right because Eastern now is they're at climb speed now. They're climbing out. We took off. They took off, and they're at climb. They haven't reached cruise altitude yet, but they're coming up to it. And if we can do another one next year, it would be fantastic. I think the venue location was okay because Fort Lauderdale is a great central location for so many Southeast Floridians, and it's hard to get to. But we had people from Cecile. I think we had one from Panama. Is that correct?
Right. Yep. Penny Ripple was from Panama. That was the farthest Panama of the country.
Yeah.
And she flew in for that. And then we had Barbara Young that flew in from California specifically for it, and people from all over.
George was from New York, and Tennessee. Mary Lee Block was from Tennessee, and so it was really a great event. And
Lauderdale's a pretty good hub right now.
By next year, Easton's going to be into passenger service by the time we get to our date in the fall. And I'm sure we'll be able to get a lot of people on passes to come down to Miami.
Oh, God, that's great. Vito, if you could just work that out.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
We had a couple of people that called me that said they couldn't get down because it was right when, United Airlines joined? What airline did they join?
American.
Right, and American doesn't give us passes. So they couldn't fly down here. They would have had to gone up north to come down or whatever. They missed it by 2 days because American apparently doesn't give us passes. Is that right, Vito?
That's right. Not yet. They're still talking about it, but they haven't come to a conclusion yet. But in the meantime, with Eastern flying by, hopefully by next fall, we'll be a passenger airline. I think we'll be able to get passes on Eastern Airlines. All of our people will be able to come back down again. I'm sure Ed Wiggle will help us out there.
Good, yeah.
I'm sure. I want to take one opportunity to re-thank everybody for helping me and re-thank everybody for thanking me there. And it made it all worthwhile. But, again, it was just a privilege to do it for you all. So I just want to reiterate that.
Realize that the time and work and the effort that it takes behind the scene, things that you have in order to make it as good as it was. So kudos to you.
Thank you.
Very good, very good. And one last comment was that when all of the new Eastern flight attendants dressed in their uniform or in their uniform came over to the memorabilia room when I was kind of breaking down my little table there that I had a few items to sell. I didn't sell anything. I didn't sell but two books of The Wings of Many. So maybe someone would order one online or ask me for one. But my intent was to make this successful as we could make it with the help of Cecile and all the rest of the supporting folks. We had volunteers that were there, 16 volunteers, I believe. And it happened, and at the close of the event, these young people stuck around and got me when I was breaking down the easels that held the beautiful pictures of Jerry Frost, who did the rendering of all the airplanes on the cover of my book. And beautiful, beautiful pictures. And if you want to order, I'm going to put it on the Internet so you can order these pictures. But they came in and wanted to get as much as they could from the old Eastern. Did I have anything? They wanted to buy it, and I said, hey, here, you can have this for free. And I gave out all that I had on my table because I couldn't sell it. My wife wouldn't let me bring it back to the house in the garage. So I said, well, you know, let's give it to the New Eastern people. And they were very appreciative of that. And I told them that I think they've got a character in Ed Will Weagle that we saw Saturday night that gives me satisfaction that the Eastern name and the Eastern legacy is in good hands. It really is in good hands.
I'm sure it's going to be very successful, Neil.
I think so too, Vito. Yeah. And I'm very happy for you, Vito, as well. And I'm not going to mention it unless you want me to. But at any rate, I'm very happy for you and the success of EARA. And we're getting smaller and smaller as years go by.
Yeah, that's
we're
true.
We're losing more and more membership. REPA is. And I'm sure a radio show, we're up to about 900 now. And hopefully we'll gain some new friends and new members from the new Eastern Airlines. And you will also gain some membership in the Silver Liners and the REPA members.
New members yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Oh,
one gal from Panama, she gave me an application.
Oh, great. That's super.
Good.
That's
so
great.
It worked. Perfect.
Hey, Neil.
It worked. Yeah. Hello?
Hey, Neil.
Yes.
Yeah, it's Don. Two things. Thank you for doing all you do. I can't even begin to thank you enough for that. Number two, if you still have that Eastern Travel Club ashtray, I want to buy it from you.
I'll
so let me know if you still have it. I was
free
in the TC for four or five years.
Well, I'm going to get down to Fort Lauderdale sooner than you think, Dorothy and Don, and I'm going to bring that down to you, okay?
Well, give us a call, and we'll get together like we did before, and we'll have some lunch and whatever.
Good times by everybody, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks, Neil.
Good night,
thank you.
Good night. Good night, Neil.
Good night, all.
Well, there's that music again. Episode number 238 is coming to a close. We hope you enjoyed our program tonight and that you'll be with us every Monday evening at 7 p.m. when we once again bring you news about the Eastern Airlines family and about the new Eastern. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night, Eastern.
Good night.
Good night, Eastern.
Good night.
Good night, Eastern.